From Vashe, from the 9th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Rāgavidyā rāgavayam pavitram idam uttamam prataksha abhagavam dharmam shushukham kottum abhvaram. This bhakti yoga, devotional service, is Raga Vidya. Raga means king, and Vidya means education, knowledge, learning. As there are common men and there are kings also, as a king is important, the most important person in the state, as the president is the most important person in the state. Similarly, of all learning, this is the king of learning. Rāgavī. And Rāgavīyam, Rāgavīdya Rāgavīyam. Vīyam means confidence. Confidential, anything confidential is not to be disclosed to the common man. After many, many research, one can find out the confidence or the confidential nature of devotional service. Bohunan Janmanavan is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. It is most confidential because one comes to this knowledge after cultivating other knowledges for many, many births. One comes to this knowledge. What is this knowledge? Devotional, Raga Vidya. What is the symptom? Bohunan Janmanavan te Janavan Mahana Prabhadya. This is the symptom that one has surrendered to Krishna. That means he is in perfect knowledge. So long he is not surrendering to Krishna, he is trying to become Krishna, or he is posing himself as equal to Krishna, or sometimes above Krishna. There is a very well advertised yogi. They say, at least disciples say, that he is above Krishna. That is not knowledge. That is ignorance. Real knowledge, Janava, is to surrender to Krishna. That is real. Bhavanam Janmanava. If one is actually intelligent, he should not wait for many, many births. If he believes in the Bhagavad Gita, in the statement of Bhagavad Gita, then immediately after hearing this verse, that Bhavanam Janmanavan te Janavan Man Prapadyate, he should immediately surrender. That is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. Manasa deha veha jo pichu mora ottinu tuva pade nanda piso. This is correct. Manasa deha veha. We are God. Our this mind. Mind is the center of creative force. Therefore, we have to surrender first of all our mind to Krishna. Just like Ambarish Maharaj said, Tabai mana Krishna padar vindayo vachaamsi vaikuntha gunana varna. He set example that he first of all he surrendered his mind unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Tabai mana Krishna padar vindayo. And vachaamsi vaikuntha gunana varna. And he engaged his talking simply on the matter of describing Vaikuntha. Krishna's another name is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vibhata Kuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. If you surrender to Krishna, from that moment you become free from all anxiety. Therefore Krishna's name is Vaikuntha. Just like, take for example, these Americans and European boys and girls, they were raised very in a high way, comfort of life, not like Indians. Their standard of living is better than Indians. Everyone knows. When Europeans were in Calcutta, you have seen how their standard of living. If one has not gone to the Western countries, they could remember. But as travel, their standard of living is higher than Indian standard of living, so far material comfort. So now they have sacrificed everything, you can see. How it has been possible? Because the mind has been engaged into the consciousness. If you engage your talking simply on the matter of describing Krishna, if you engage your mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna, if you engage your legs for going to the temple of Krishna, if you engage your hand for cleansing the temple of Krishna, if you engage your nose for smelling the flower offered to Krishna, if you engage your tongue for tasting prasadam which is offered to Krishna, in this way, if you have all senses are engaged in Krishna consciousness, then you become the topmost yogi. Because yoga perfection means yoga indriya sangha. The practice of yoga means to control the mind and the senses. This is the purpose of yoga. Not for playing any javelin. But sometimes the yogis become so powerful, they get some perfection. Anima lagma siddhi, they get. And that is not the prime object of yoga. Yoga practice means that one becomes controller of the senses and the mind and then they can perfectly meditate on the Supreme Personality of God. Kyanava Sripatadvatena Manasa Pashantiyam Yogina. This is yogi business. Kyanava Sripatadvatena by meditation. Tadgata Manasa spiritualized mind or complete their soul in the thought of Krishna. They are Navasita Tadgatina Manasa. Kushanti Janji, they can see. They can see God, Krishna, Vishnu, within the heart. Ishara Sarva Bhutanam, Riddhesha Ujjana Krishna. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is situated in everyone's heart. You haven't got to back out. He is there within your heart. Simply, you have to know the method how to see very well. Dhyanava sutadadvatena manusha pashyanti. So therefore, this science, the devotional science, devotional service, or bhakti yoga, is Raja Vidya. Raja, automatically your senses, mind become controlled because it is engaged in Krishna. Therefore it is purified, and as soon as it is purified, is not like to engage your senses in any other activity. That is the taste of bhakti. Bhakti, one has become bhakta, at the same time, he very much attracted the self-gratification. That is not bhakti. Bhakti means bhakti parisanubhava, realization of the transcendence. And what is the taste? Virakti annatrasya, vairagya. Many places it is stated. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam. Vairagyam means no more taste for sense gate. That is called vairagya. Virag, vigata raga. No attachment. Our material attachment means material sense gratification. That is attachment. And bhakti means, bhakti therefore another name of bhakti is vairagya vidya. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam sikha tameka purusha purana sri krishna chaitanya sarira dhari kipam buddhika samaham prapadde. This is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a learned scholar, a logician, a Prayanidita, disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote 100, he has a great Sanskrit power. So he wrote 100 verses. Out of 2 verses are available. Because when these verses are presented to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tone it and pray that. Because he did not, like it is his instruction, the one should not be very much attached to his self-aggrandizement. No. But his devotees collected only 2, 3 or some slokas. Out of these, this is one of Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikha Tameka Purusha Purana. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Purusha Purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya himself, Sri Krishna himself, Purana, the oldest person. Who is the oldest person? Krishna. Because Krishna, the Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Name Vidu Shivagana. This hint is there. So he is the oldest person. Adi Purusha. In the Brahma Samhita it is said, Govindam Adi Purusha, Tamaham Bhajan. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra Anadi Radhi Govind. He is Adi Purusha. Therefore Purana Purusha. Purana means old, the oldest. Who can be older than Krishna? Therefore, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that is Adi Purusha, that oldest person Krishna. He has come down to teach Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. What is that Vairagya Vidya? Bhakti Yoga. Our difficulty is that we have been entangled in this material world because we have been attracted by the sense gratification in the material. And Vairagya Vidya means unless we become detested, param vishyanivartat, unless we find a better position, a better environment, we cannot give it. So, this bhakti yoga means offering the better position, better gratification, better pleasure, so that one can give up this inferior pleasure in the material world. Therefore, bhakti yoga means Vairagya Vidya, Jnana Vairagya. Vasudeva, that Vairagya can be very easily achieved by Bhakti Yoga Vasudeva. The Bhakti Yoga means Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sattam Mahatma Vira. The beginning of Bhakti Yoga is here. So you have kindly come here to hear. This is bhakti yoga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this bhakti yoga. Simply by hearing from the realized person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught Sri Ramananda Raya how one develops spiritual life at the sadhana. So Ramananda Raya was answering and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioning. Ramananda Raya felt a little inconvenience. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such an exalted person, he is Krishna himself. Apart from that, he is born in high Brahmin family, such a large scholar and my Pandit yours. And so nice person, Sannyasi, the topmost order in our Vedic society. Sannyasi, Brahmana, scholar, and everything, complete. And he is questioning, I am answered. This is the awkward position. I have become teacher and he has become student. How it is possible? So he was hesitating. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him. No, don't hesitate. Because it doesn't matter that you are a grihastha, you are not even a Brahmin. Ramananda Raya belongs to the foreign society in Orissa. They are supposed to be Shudra. But still, he was a very big man. He was governor of Orissa and governor of Madras, and very rich man. And very large scholar, especially in this Vaishnava philosophy. So, former Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the royal scholar in Maharaj Pratapa's assembly house, royal scholar. So, in the beginning, this Ramananda Raya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had some talks on bhakti. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being great logician, he could not understand the bhakti philosophy. But when he became a student of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand how much elevated was Ramananda Raya. At that time, before I could not realize, but when he became a sincere devotee, he could understand. Therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the South Indian tour, he recommended that if you can meet Ramananda Raya, he will be very much. He is a great advanced student in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met on the bank of Godavari River. And the talk was going on, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the position of the student. And he was offered, Ramananda Raya offered the position of the teacher. Although he was Giriyastha, governor, according to our social custom, Quran, Shuddha, so he was hesitant. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is the statement of Chaitanya, kiva vipra kiva sudra nasi chanena, jai Krishna tattva vipra, jai Krishna. Why you are hesitant? You are guru. It doesn't matter that you are a grihastha, you are governor, you are dealing in politics, but I know that you are Krishna Dattva. You know the science of Krishna. Therefore you are Guru. So this is the test. To become Guru, it doesn't matter that one has to become, one has to come out from Brahmin family or high family or Hindu family or this family or that family. No. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jai Krishna Dattva. Never mind what. He may be European, he may be American, he may be Sutra, he may be whatever. That is past. That is his past life. Now, when one has become Krishna Tattva, really Krishna conscious, he comes to the transcendental position. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayata. Any devotee, manchabhyaricharini bhakti jyoji na jyoti. any devotee with unflinching faith and Guru and Krishna, such devotee, Jasya Devi, Parabhakti, Jatha Devi, Tatha Guru, such person, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, you cannot, without accepting Guru, there is no possibility of understanding Bhakti Yoga. Naikan Matiskava Jagatramangi, Nishkinchanarana Pada Rajovisi. Unless one touches the lotus feet of Nishkinchan Vaishnava, there is no question of Bhakti Yoga. That is not possible. Naikan Matiskava Jagatramangi, Rukramangi means Krishna's lotus feet, one cannot be attacked unless he takes the dust of Nishkinchan Vaishnava. It is possible. So, Bhakti Yoga, Manchabhyavichari, Bhakti Yogina Jasevati, Sagunan Samatitta Etana Brahma Bhuyat. Anyone who is engaged in Bhakti Yoga, in real process, he is immediately elevated to the Brahma Bhuta stage, transcendental stage. This is material stage, Jiva Bhuta stage. I have spent so long, I have identified myself with this body. That this is called Jiva Bhuta, material. When I have absorbed this concept, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. When one is firmly convinced that he is eternal servant of Krishna and is engaged in his service, Krishna conference, yes. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, he immediately elevated to the Brahma Bhuta state. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasuchati Nakangati. Samaskarvesi Bhutesu, Madh Bhakti Ravate Paha. Bhakti begins when one is on the Brahma Bhuta state. Or one who is situated in Bhakti Yoga, he is in the Brahma Bhuta state. Although he appears like ordinary man, chanting, dancing. But this chanting, dancing, Hare Krishna mantra is not so easy thing. Unless one comes to the Brahma Bhuta state, it is not possible. So, Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. Raja Vidya. Raja Vidya, Raja Dunyam. Pavitram. Pavitram means without any contamination of material modes of nature. Here in this material world, there are three modes of materialism. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Even in this material world, one is situated in Satagun or the Brahminical qualification. Sama, Dama, Pritikta, Ajava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asrittam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhav. These are the natural symptoms of the qualified Brahman. Sama, Dama, Sutikha, Adhava. These are described all in the Bhagavad Gita. And still that is material. Even one is Sama, Dama, Sutikha, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asrittam is possession. Still that is material. But spiritual position is another position, transcendental position. Brahma, Bhuyaya, Kalpate. So, Bhakti Yoga is so nice that as soon as you come to the discipline of Bhakti Yoga, you become situated in Brahma Bhuta platform. Brahma Bhuta. You don't require to make separate effort for becoming Brahma Bhuta. Aham Brahmasmi, this is a theory for the Mayavadi philosophy. Aham Brahmasmi. Actually, we are Brahma. Because we are part and parcel of Parabrahma. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. So, Krishna is Parabrahma. Parabrahma Param Dhama Paritram Paramam Bhava. Arjuna realized Krishna like this. So, we are Brahma. That's a fact. The Veda stresses on this point that you realize yourself. That you are not this body. You are Brahma, spirit soul. That is one. That is Brahma Bhuta state. When one understands that I am not this body, so long I am thinking in bodily concept of life, I am no better than the ashes, animals. That is it. Jasnātma buddhi kunapi siddhātati sadhikkalatrādhisi bhaumajyati jatīsa buddhi salile nakarasi janesu avidyesu saiva gopa. Anyone who is in bodily concept of life, he is no better than animals, like cows and ass. This is the fact. So therefore, friends, when we are in the animal consciousness of life, there is no possibility of getting Krishna consciousness. So we have to become Krishna consciousness by the Radha Vidya Prasa, by the Pavitra Prasa. Pavitram Idam Uttama. Every word, so nicely, spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, every word must be perfect. Radha Vidya, Radha Vidya. Pavitra. Pavitra means above the material mode. Above the material mode. Pavitra, this is described in the Shastra as Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva. Here, Satago, there is possibility of being attacked with Rajagun Tama. Here, in this material. But when one is not attacked anymore by the Rajagun Tamagun, simply remains in the Satagun, that is called Vishuddha Satya. Satyam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabdi. That is Vasudeva Satya. In that Vasudeva Satya, one can realize what is Vasudeva. Vasudeva Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvameti, Samahatma, Sudhulya. When one comes to the platform of Vasudeva Satya, then you can understand Vasudeva Sar. Vasudeva is Bhav. That's right, from Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Krishna Bhav. Similarly, when you come to the stage of Vasudeva Satya, Vasudeva Satya, then you can realize Vasudeva. Therefore, Pavitram. Pavitram Idam Uttama. Uttama. Ut means transcendent. Above. Udgatam. This is Utpanna. So Uttamam means Ut above. Tamam. Tamam means this material. This material world is known as Tamam. Samasi ma suti dama. The Vedas. Don't remain in darkness. Come to the spiritual platform. Samasi ma suti dama. So, this devotional service is Radha Vidya because it is Uttama, Udgata Tama. There is nothing material contamination. Uttama. Therefore, Krishna is sometimes called Uttama Sloka. Krishna is worshipped by verses which is not ordinary poetry. Ordinary poetry. Just like Brahma Sangha. Ishara Paramatrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvaparana Param Sintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vipkala Khyabhite Kusuradhi Yavipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sevumanam Govindam Adikritam Kamam. These are Uttama Sloka. These sloka are these descriptions are not of the material world. Just like this was. Chintamani prakara sadmas. In a spiritual world, the houses are made of chintamani stone. Chintamani stone you cannot have here, maybe. But we have no experience. But chintamani stone means such a stone. If you take that stone and touch in iron, it becomes gold. That is Chintamani. So Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. The Vaikuntha Lok, Golok Vrindavan, is made of houses. There are Nirvisheshvadi, Sunnavadi. They cannot understand that in the spiritual world, there are also houses, there are also gardens, there are also rivers, there are also cows, they cannot answer. Because they are in the tomorrow, in this darkness of material world. They are disgusted with this material world. They want to make it zero, nirvana. They want to make it zero. No, why zero?
Yes.
The Bhagavad says, nirasta kuhakam. Nirasta satam param dhimahi. Then Mahatma says, actually this material world is born out of the reflection of the spiritual world. Janmadasyajata annayat itaratasya atyetu avidna sarat teni brahma vidha adhikavai mahi antijattu teju barunit dinimam jattat sardam sa sarasada nirastakahattam dhamna jattam param dhimam. These are the descriptions. So, there is spiritual God. There is spiritual God. And there is spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigra, Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra. So all these to be learned through bhakti yoga. We cannot learn by speculation. That is not possible. That is jaravidya. Jaravidya. It is ragavidya. Jaravidya will not help you to understand Krishna. That will not help you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jaravidya sab mayar bhoyo. By advance of material science, you are simply increasing the paraphernalia of this maya, illusory energy. Jaravidya sab mayar bhoyo. Tumar bhajane bhaga. The more one becomes materialistic scientist, he defies God. We believe in science. Believe in science. Like, what is your science perfection? And that is a different subject matter. But the difficulty at the present moment especially, the more one becomes advanced in this material knowledge, he becomes atheist. He becomes disbelief. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav tomar bhajane bhava. It is simply hindrance. Anitya saṃsāre moha janmāyā jīvke karaye gādhā. Every word has got meaning. Jīvke karaye gādhā. This gādhā, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, it is not Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wording, it is a Vedic scripture. Krishna also says, namāna prapadyante mūrā. Duskitina Naradhama. Mura means gada. Who has no knowledge. So anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, what he is in the fourth class. Naman Duskitina Mura Purpadante Naradhama. Either he is a Naradham or he is an ass, Mura, or he is full of sinful activities. Or if you say that he is so learned, scholar, the maya, bhutajnana, his knowledge has been taken away by maya. Otherwise, how he cannot surrender to Krishna? How he cannot surrender to Krishna? Because he is not surrendering to Krishna, he must be classified in either of these categories. Mura, duskutina, naradhama, maya, bhutajnana. Therefore, we have to take shelter of this Rāgavidya, not Jaravidya. Jaravidya will not help. Rāgavidya, Rāgavidya, very confident, very confident. Just like Krishna describing in the last 18th chapter. Bhūyatam, my dear Krishna, I have given you all kinds of knowledge, but I am giving the most confidential knowledge now. What is that? Sarva dharma and parityajya mamekam sarva. This is the most confident. So one who has surrendered to Krishna without any reservation, anna-riyāsita-sunnam jñāna-parmādhanādhatam anukullena-krishnāna-sululam, such person is the perfect, most perfect person. Krishna also says in many places in the Bhagavad Gita. He is the perfect yogi. Yogi namati sarvesa madhagatantaratma tadhyavan bhajate dhuman samedhiktatam. A four yogi, there are different kinds of yogi. Yogi namati sarvesa madhagatantaratma. One who is thinking on this. Always Krishna. Krishna, Savayimana Krishna Padarvi, thinking of Krishna Vitasi. Just like Tulasekhar Maharaj. Krishna Tadiya Padapanta Japa Panyarantam Uddaiva Visatune Mana Sarajahan. Prana Prana Samay Kapabhata Vitto Sankhava Rodhana Vido Smaranankita. Krishna, now I am healthy. And my mind is just like swan. The swan likes to entangle himself with the stream of lotus flower. So, Krishna tadiya padapankaja panjarantam uddaiva visatu me manasa rajahansa. Rajahansa, the mind is rajahansa. It should be trained to be entangled with the lotus stream of Krishna's lotus. Otherwise, at the time of death, kapha-bhata-pitta, the three elements, kapha-bhata-pitta, they will be strong. You may not remember. If you chant Hare Krishna immediately, if you begin, practice this Hare Krishna mantra and think of Krishna away, manvana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji maam namastu. This is Krishna consciousness. Very simple thing. Always thinking of Krishna. This is Hare Krishna Mahamantra teaches how to think of Krishna principle. Then you become perfect. Raja Vidya Raja Vidyam Pavittam Idam Uttamam Pratakham Avagavam. In all types of religious system, yoga, jnana, karma or anything, whatever you are manifesting, you are not started. How much you are advanced. But if you practice bhakti yoga, you will be personally feeling, yes, I am making this. Prasattham avagavam bhakti. Otherwise, how you can make progress? Unless you make progress, unless you are firmly convinced in Krishna consciousness, how long you can chant Hare Krishna? One day, two days, that's all. Then he will be digested. And therefore, prasattham avagavam bhakti. One understands, yes, we receive so many letters from our foreign students. How they are feeling? Because they are taken seriously. They are feeling of life. So we have got life. Prasattham avagavam. Prasattham means direct. Direct bhakti prasanna bhakti. Just like if you eat, he will directly understand whether you are getting strength and whether hunger is being satisfied. You don't require to take certificate. I am eating. Am I satisfied? But you know why you want to take certificate from others. You know. Pratakkhamma bhavandham. This is bhakti process. Adu shuddha, tatu sadhu sangha, tatu bhajana kriya, tatu anarthani nittishya. These are the divine stages. Every stage you will find that yes, I am making progress. If you have got sadhya, if you have got little faith, alright, these people are teaching Krishna consciousness. Let us see what they are talking about. You come first of all, just like these boys came to me. Now, adho sadhya, then they little like it. Then sadhu sangha, then again came, again came, again came. Then offer themselves, bhajanatya, Ramaji, kindly accept me as a disciple. As soon as the bhajanakriya, immediately there is anarthani with Krishna. All unwanted things. No smoking, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling. He makes this condition before making a student. It is not that he remains a shudra, mlecha, and I'll make you a disciple. I'll never touch you. I'll never touch your soul. And I'll become your guru. It is not this guru business. It is not guru business. Guru must transfer his qualities to the student. How it is that a man makes one personal disciple and remains a Shudra? What is this nonsense? Can Shudra be initiated? No. No Shudra can be initiated. Vijattam jayate nina, tatha dikha vidhanena, vijattam jayate nina. This is Sanatana Goswami's intention. Immediately he becomes Brahman. If he is actually initiated, if he is falsely initiated, he remains a Shudra, he will be an adapter. That's it. Why you should falsely initiate a person? If you cannot make him a Brahman and elevate him to the highest stage of devotional service, why should you cheat other? Initiation means making him Vijattam. Tatha dikha vidhanena, vijattam jayate nina. How an initiated person can remain Shudra? This is going on. Therefore they are thinking that these Americans, they are made such become, how they can become sannyasi. It is nonsense. How is sannyasi can become a javan? He must be elevated from the javan position. Kirata hunanga pulinna putpasari sumbha javana pasat. Jenne se papa, siddhanti, pravavishnave nama. This is the process that we did Rajavidya. Unless one comes to this Rajavidya, he has no right to make disciples. He has no right. He is himself a fool. He does not know what is Krishna consciousness. So Rajavidya, Rajavidyam, pratyaksham avagamam dharma. This is pratyaksham avagamam dharma. How they are becoming ecstatic in chanting, everybody see. Pratyaksham, they are surprised, actually they are surprised. How they have become so nice to the devotee? This is pratyaksham. Pratyaksham avagamam dharma. And susukham. Is it very difficult? How they have become? Vaishnava. Susukham. Dance and eat prasad. That's all. Susukham. There is no prescription forced upon them that you kneel down yourself and make your head down and place your nose and do this, do that. No. Susukham. Please come in. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. Dance. And when you are tired, sit to sound. That's right. Susukham. Susukham kottum. Kottum to execute this devotional service is very pleasant. Pleasant. Abhayam. Whatever you do, that is your permanent asset. It will never be lost. Bhakti yoga process, if you can execute 1%, it becomes asset. And next life you are guaranteed. Because you will be given the facility of executing bhakti yoga further. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita and that is Shastra. Sutinam simatam yehe yoga bhrasta sanyas. One who could not persecute. There is other passages in Srimad Bhagavatam also. The tapta sadhanam charanambujam hare kate kato yadi bhajanna pakkota. If one by sentiment takes to Krishna consciousness, tapta sadhanam, giving up his own appropriation. Maybe for immature condition he may fall down. The tapta kova vadra. What is the law? And Shastra says, and a person who is executing his religious process, sadharmaka, but he has no devotional self, what does he gain? What does he gain? Suppose a so-called Brahmin, or a perfect Brahmin, executes his religious process very perfectly, but he does not become a devotee. Then what is his gain? These are the Shastra's intentions. So, it is rather, this bhakti yoga is the topmost educational system and it is open for everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite ake jato nagaradigra. That is meant she wanted to make a fuss. If every city, every town was to be broadcast with Chaitanya card, then what is Chaitanya card? Chaitanya card means realization of Krishna. That is Chaitanya card. Arad Bhagavan Mirusutanayo, Sadhyamang Vrindavan. This is Chaitanya card. So while he is engaged in Krishna consciousness, does he remain a javana, a shudra? What is this nonsense? But this against propaganda going on against this Krishna consciousness movement. That Swami Bhaktivedanta is giving sannyas to the javana, to the lecturer. What is his actually? Can javana be sannyas? Can javana become a devotee? No. Just Vaishnava jati is this. Akshay Siladhi Gurusu Naramati Vaishnavi Jati. The most Avnasas. Most Avnasas there. All fools. I can challenge. In Hyderabad, so many caste families came to challenge. There is caste plan. No caste plan. Caste plan. Brahmin means, Shatudvarnam Mayasistam Gunatalma Vibhav. Siddharthani said, yes, Vidyanatkari Vitsi, Tatrina Yogini. It is exactly to the point of sattva. Otherwise it is not possible to make them so perfect. So the propaganda against us is a false.